objective, this study aimed to explore and describe the lived experiences of couples experiencing emotional divorce and to identify the principal dimensions through which this phenomenon is perceived and experienced. Methods and materials. This qualitative study employed a descriptive phenomenological design based on Colaisi's approach. 12 participants with lived experience of emotional divorce were selected through purposive sampling and participated in in-depth semi-structured interviews. Following verbatim transcription, the interview data were systematically coded and analyzed according to Colaisi's 7-step phenomenological method to identify significant statements, formulated meanings, thematic clusters, and overarching themes. MAXQDA 2020 software was used for data management and coding. To enhance the credibility and dependability of the findings, several rig-enhancing strategies were applied, including member checking with 10 participants, review and evaluation of the findings by 3 experts, and the involvement of 24 individuals in different stages of the data analysis and validation process. Findings: the phenomenological analysis yielded 5 overarching themes representing the core dimensions of emotional divorce: cognitive factors, emotional regulatory factors, affective factors, communicational factors, and sexual factors. The participants' accounts indicated that emotional divorce was experienced not as an abrupt relational rupture, but as a progressive and multidimensional process involving the gradual erosion of cognitive engagement, emotional connection, affection, constructive communication, and sexual intimacy. These dimensions appeared to interact dynamically, generating a self-reinforcing cycle characterized by increasing emotional coldness, psychological distancing, relational disengagement, and declining hope for restoration of the marital relationship. Conclusion. The findings highlight the importance of developing multidimensional couple-centered interventions and integrating communication skills, training, emotion regulation, and emotional sexual literacy into culturally sensitive preventive and therapeutic programs for Iranian couples.